It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Karen Chua.
In the lead-up to the 2023 general election, we will be speaking to ACT Party List MP Karen Chua about the political hot potatoes of today and tomorrow. This week, I asked Karen all about why she got into politics and the inquiry into the Auckland floods. Here is that interview.
As you're fairly new to Parliament, some of our listeners might not be familiar with you and your work. So what should our listeners know about your background and why you got into politics?
I wasn't really involved in politics very much before putting my name up to represent ACT. But I watched from the outskirts and was frustrated with what I was seeing going on in my community because of growing up through state care and dealing with child, youth and family growing up. I knew the problems back then, and I was so frustrated that I was still hearing the same problems now, 20 years on, and so I wanted to do something about it.
You've strongly advocated for reforming Oranga Tamariki, which was formerly Child, Youth and Family, and you're also your party spokesperson for child poverty reduction, children and social development. Why is this kaupapa so important to you?
Well, I just don't want to see young people going through what I went through growing up, and not just me, many other youth that were around me. We can't control what happens to children before they come into the care of the state, but what we can control is what the state does then, and the state's not stepping up in that area. Children deserve to feel loved, safe, and have a roof and food in their belly, and they deserve to be loved and not be abused by the people that say they care for them. And so my role is to hold the government to account at the moment and make sure that we are doing that role well.
So you have this mission. Why is the ACT Party the best party that you believe would be able to achieve these goals?
You know, I think every party brings something to the table. And I think that's the problem when it comes to legislation in Parliament. When it comes to children and things to do with their well-being and their futures, we all need to come together and bring the best of each party in there and come to a compromise of what we can do going forward so that we're not going from government to government to government and repealing everything that they've done because there's no compromise and there's no coming together. So that's how I see it. I want to see it that we can create something that's sustainable, long-term and good for our youth going forward.
So then do you believe that the ACT Party would be in a place to compromise and negotiate with other parties on this topic?
Oh, I think there's always room. We need to be listening, and we need to be listening to every area of every community in New Zealand, and every community deserves to have their voice, and that's the problem. You're never going to please everybody, but what you've got to do is go out there and you've got to talk to the people that are actually being affected by this legislation, and currently I don't feel we're doing that well.
And I want to mention for our next topic, as you're a resident of Auckland, the flood response. Who and what does ACT think is to blame for the flood response that tragically killed four people and also displaced thousands from their homes?
Yeah, it is a tragedy. I mean, two of the deaths were just around the corner from where I live, and that will be felt for quite a while. I don't think there's one place to lay the blame. I do understand that the response was slow to get out the information to the public, and that was frustrating, and that needs to change and that needs to become better. A lot of it was just to do with rundown infrastructure, not maintaining, keeping drains clean, things like that. But even if all of that had been done, the flooding still would have happened, it just may not have been as bad. I think we just need to hold back a little bit on laying the blame in just one place. There were multiple areas where we could have done better, and hopefully we can, the central and local government can come together and do a better job if this happens again.
And what are some of those areas that you think local government or the mayor could have done better, or the response services with this independent review that's going to be coming out? What would ACT want to see from this inquiry?
Oh, I'd just like to see, to make sure that everything that should have been done did happen. We're reading stories around how maybe the mayoral office wasn't linked into emails that they probably should have been, so the communication was delayed through that. But it's also understanding the needs of the public. The public don't just want you to come out hours after an emergency's happened, when emergency services are overwhelmed and everything's turned to custard. Even if nothing's happening, updating the public and letting them know, hey, we understand that this is happening. At the moment, we have no further information for you, but we will keep you updated. And at least the public would have been getting something. But the deafening silence was actually what annoyed people the most.
Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown has admitted to dropping the ball and being too slow to respond on January 27th. Do you think that Brown is competent to serve as mayor?
You know, that's not my place to say. He's an elected official. The public have elected him. If he has made mistakes in that area, then that's something he himself will have to improve on, or get the resources that he needs to make sure that he does improve in those areas, if that's what the problem was.
Your party leader, David Seymour, criticised the government for shutting down schools in the aftermath of the flood, and this was when National Emergency Management asked the Ministry of Education to help minimise traffic on Auckland's roads while vital infrastructure was being repaired. Do you think this decision by the Ministry was made in the best interest of children in our community?
Oh, look, I think that each individual school should have had the ability to make that decision for themselves, really. Some schools were affected by flooding, some weren't. And then there were also some areas, because Auckland's so vast, that weren't affected by the rain at all, and their roads were fine. And they were lumped into a one-size-fits-all kind of knee-jerk reaction to what was going on. So of course, it was repealed not that long after they said it. So I think we just need to be careful when we're making big decisions like that, that we're making sure that we're talking to the right people when we're doing that, and hearing from principals and school boards that they didn't even hear that they were closing from the Ministry of Education. They heard it in the news, and I think that needs to be improved.
And the Ministry did apologise to schools for that lack of communication. Do you think, despite that lack of communication, that shutting down the majority of schools, especially those ones that were badly affected, would have been the right decision given what had just happened?
Yeah, look, the schools are best placed to make those decisions, the people running those schools, because even when the government, Ministry of Education, allowed the schools to reopen, there were many schools that didn't, that sent out an email and said, look, we were so badly affected by this flooding, we're not quite ready to open yet, and we will keep you updated. So they made that decision for themselves, and what they saw was in the best interest of their communities, and that's how it should have been. They should have had an input and should have been talked to before the decision was made.
That was our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Karen Chaw.